8. You will hear two friends talking about a TV quiz show. What did the boy feel about it?
Did you watch that new quiz show on television last night?
You mean the one about the history of sport?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I could actually answer some of the questions for once.
I know what you mean, but where do they find the people who appear on it? It was incredible how little some of them seemed to know about sport. And the presenters' jokes really weren't funny.
Oh, I like the fact that it's fun. And the prizes are silly too.
I think that's what I didn't like about it, really.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about their classrooms at school. What do they agree about?
Did you hear that they're going to paint all the classrooms in different colours?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. The plain white walls are so boring. And actually, I read that certain colours change your mood, help you concentrate or whatever.
Then why have lots of different ones then? I mean, sure, maybe green walls keep you calm, but who wants to sit in a pink classroom?
I wouldn't mind, actually. But you're right. They should find out what's the best colour for studying and stick to that.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
Ten. You will hear a boy telling a friend about a new shopping mall. What impressed him about it?
Have you been to the new shopping mall?
Yeah. My friends have started hanging out there instead of the city centre. I mean, it's basically the same shops you get anywhere, but they're bigger, so they've got some different stuff. It's worth going for that.
Right. Somebody told me things are a lot cheaper there too.
Well, I guess it depends what you buy, but I haven't noticed that. One thing people complain about is that there aren't enough shop assistants, that you have to queue up to pay.
Well, I expect that depends when you go.
Sure.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about a drama club they go to. What do they like best about it?
Are you still enjoying the drama club? It's changed a bit since all those new guys joined, hasn't it?
Well, you can learn a lot from them, because they have some really interesting conversations about things you wouldn't normally think about.
I find all that a bit dull, to be honest. I'd rather get on with the drama. I'm getting much better at speaking loudly and clearly without shouting.
Oh, I know what you mean. And I'm much more confident with my singing as a result of the club sessions. That's what we go for, after all.
12. You will hear a girl telling a friend about a class presentation she has to give. How is she feeling about it?
So, are you all ready for your geography presentation tomorrow?
I think so. I don't know why I decided to do it on rivers, though. I mean, I've got far too much to say in 10 minutes. It took ages to prepare, and when I tried doing it at home in front of a mirror, it took much longer. But that was useful. It means I've been able to leave out some bits.
Right. Are you showing a video?
Yeah, but only a short one. So if the computer doesn't work, it won't matter too much.
Good thinking.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a book they've read. What do they both think?
I loved that book you lent me.
Cool.
I'm not usually a fan of crime novels, but I couldn't stop reading this one. Do you think it all really happened?
If you ask me, that's what the writer wants you to think. That's why it's all in the first person. But actually, he invented it all.
Well, I believed him. Though some of the people he describes are very strange. Did you work out what was going to happen to him? I thought I had, but I was wrong.
No, it kept me guessing to the very last page.